Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, November the 10th. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn up 3.25 cents, January beans up 15.5 cents, and December wheat up 3.25 cents. Currently, we have the dollar up another 39 ticks. We traded over 99 cents again. Crude oil down 70 a barrel. The metals are a little bit higher. Stock market looks to be another $100 higher out here. This would be all-time highs in the Dow. We had exports this morning. Disappointing on the beans, came in at 1 million metric tons. Corn was a decent number, 1.23. Wheat was good, 769. We sold 126,000 metric tons of beans to China. We also sold 140,000 metric tons of corn to Saudi Arabia. We exploded the beans overnight. We rallied 30 cents. We were 30 cents higher at one point out here. Really hard to know what got into it. The bean oil in Malaysia made new highs. Bean oil was up almost back up almost a full penny after being down a full penny yesterday. So the volatility continues here. Anybody who would have thought that after last night's close and the carryout numbers that we saw would have thought the beans would have rallied 30 cents overnight, certainly a smarter guy than I am, because I just don't see a reason for it. We've got plenty of grain out there. We're going to crush big numbers, and I just don't see the problems. But again, if the funds want this stuff, I think yesterday in my email I mentioned that the one thing that could turn this thing around is if the Chinese want to step up here and buy something with the new administration, if the funds want to cover after yesterday's report, if Mexico wants to buy more corn before Trump takes office, all this could lead to higher prices despite these big carryouts. So it's going to be an interesting thing to see. I think what the last couple of days have proved that guys who try to predict the market, whether it's pollsters in politics, whether it's analysts in politics, whether it's analysts in the grain markets, you just can't outpredict this thing. What you can do is manage the risk, have options in place. If the market goes up, you can sell grain on rallies. If the market goes down, you're protected. Marketing doesn't have to be difficult, but you do have to take a step. And in this kind of volatility, and with these carryouts, I think you've got to be very proactive in the marketing out there this year. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.